Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's good, everybody? It is Monday, November 21st. It's the start of Thanksgiving week for everybody. This is The Early Edge, your daily sports betting brand of record. We are powered, as always, by the almighty sports line, the best value in all sports betting, and it is not close. If you had England to win and under 8, you still got a shot. The second game, England flexing their muscles this morning. Brand Sutton had England, and they are pounding Iran. But before we look forward, we must look back. What a fun, really good weekend at the Brand. Here is what we did with all of our cappers across all of our shows. The Maestro coming in strong, 5 out of 6 AB last night. How about Justin Herbert throwing an interception like 30 seconds to go in the game to cash that ticket? Then more. I hit mine last night. That was nice. And Prop Stars, good and bad news. His winning streak of 10 straight weeks ended, but he was yet profitable again. Why? Because on the early show yesterday at noon, he gave you a plus 525 parlay that cashed. That's what Proppy does. Now, do not forget, busy, busy, busy day at the Brand. So, in addition to this show, we will have Early Edge in 5. That's where we will have the first 3 soccer games of the next day. We will make picks there. Then tonight, of course, Monday Night Football, the last game of the week, 7:30 p.m. Eastern time, me and the entire crew counting down to Monday Night Football. Cannot wait for that. But this is about the here and the now, and I've got a lot of energy today. Mama Coach and Papa Coach made it to California, and my stars are about to make it to our screen right here and right now. Look at what I have at my fingertips today. Now, because we are just lifting the World Cup up, ladies and gentlemen, he's been up all night grinding, ready to go. Buckets, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Coach. Good morning, everyone. It's great to be here. And you mentioned that you might be sweating that England under 8 goals. They just gave 10 minutes of extra time to that game while England was already up 5 goals. So you might still be sweating that under 8. It might be that bad. What a game.
If any book gave an under 8, I wonder what that would have been, like minus 20,000 or something. And you still might lose. All right, we'll get back to buckets. Everybody's waiting for your World Cup picks. No doubt about it. Now, Alabama, this is a big week for you. You got Auburn, and never say die. You're not out of the college playoff yet.
Good shot there, but I also am very happy I'm not a Broncos fan, because I was watching that game last night and that was brutal. So
brutal. I saw somebody at Caesars bet like $300,000 on the Raiders on the money line.
Lucky
that was nice. When you saw Devontae Adams just breaking open, like, where's the defense? That's the Broncos for you. They're terrible. Thank you, Alec. Can't wait for her storylines and her picks today. And finally, the man is an absolute savage, live from Las Vegas, Sin City, Zach Attack. Zach Sibity. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. You know what? I was looking at the San Francisco-Arizona game, and I know I'm usually going to have a primetime play, either to the side or a prop, but just could not find one that I felt comfortable enough to give up on the show. So we've got college basketball, and it's going to be an early start time, 9:30 Pacific, 12:30 Eastern for my play today.
Is there anything better than day basketball? Day baseball, if you ask him squared. Is there anything better than World Cup soccer during the day? I'm here for it. I'm here for all of it. So let's get into it. Storylines that could affect the betting lines. You know right where we're starting. Buckets, 3 big games today. England already flexing their muscles. Educate me.
Yeah, so I want to go over the World Cup format because it's a little bit different this year than we've seen in past years. To start, we saw a single game played on the first day where Qatar, the host nation, was the first host nation in World Cup history to lose their opener. As Coach mentioned, we got three games today, but starting tomorrow, we finally find a little bit of normalcy in the schedule. We will have four games every single day of the group stage starting at the exact same time. 5 a.m., 8 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m. Eastern, you will have games every single day until we break out of the group stage. So don't tweet or don't ask at what time do the games start. We know we've got the same times every single day. We've got beautiful soccer, just absolute gorgeous soccer every day for the next month to get ready for.
You're damn right. 29 days. And if you haven't taken the time, I would encourage you to do it right now. We have an entire World Cup futures episode, and there's still a lot of picks in there you can still make because we went through all of it, the group winners, things like that, who's going to win it all. So all those picks still live, even though it started. I encourage you to go check it out with me, my man Buckets, and, of course, the guru, the mentor, Martin W. Green. All right, now, college basketball. We've had a great start to it, and that's really where Zach Attack thrives. But there's a team that's not thriving right now. Zach, who am I talking about?
Yeah, Florida State. They're 0-4. If you watch their game against Florida, had a 43-26 lead at halftime. It looked like they were going to end their winless streak, but of course not. I think they allowed Florida to go on a 30-5 run in like 7 minutes to start the second half of that game. Ended up losing and losing against the spread on a big number of 7.5 points. So 0-4 now. They're going to face a Mercer team today. They're a 6-point favorite. And Mercer's 2-2. They are not a slouch. I watched their game against East Carolina. They had a big lead in that one, even though they ended up losing a close game. Georgia State over the weekend, they were down 10 points, pushed them to overtime. So they're a 2-2 team. They have a quality senior guard in Kamar Robertson, a transfer from South Carolina, Jalen McCrary. So this is not a slouch team to see them favored. I don't know how they are, but what's Florida State going to do? This is a team we've been accustomed to seeing. Never really ranked in the top 10, top 15 all the time, but they've been able to make runs in March consistently. It's not going to happen this year, so now we have to watch how they do in the market ATS-wise against Mercer tonight. I think it's another tricky spot for them, and they might lose again and go 0-5.
All right. Great nuggets there. Great Chick-fil-A nuggets. And I do want to correct something if we got it wrong. We are as transparent as they come. We may have had a different result on the CFL game. And if I had that incorrect, then I apologize on behalf of the show. We will take a look at that. Thank you, Hutton. All right. Now, I looked, Allie, and there are 10 big games on the ice tonight. We can't forget about the NHL. What do you have for us?
Yep, definitely nice to have some more than two games on a Monday, which is kind of rare for hockey. So I just have some win-loss streaks for some teams that are playing tonight. So the Bruins, they're on that 6-game win streak, and they're also playing the Lightning, who are on a 4-game win streak. The Blues, they've won 6 in a row. They just beat the Ducks 6-2, and they're playing again tonight in St. Louis this time. The Devils, 12 in a row. And then losing streak, the Flyers are on that 6-game losing streak, and they're playing the Flames today. I mean, just especially looking out for those win streaks, I think are a lot more important there because you've seen the Devils. They've just been playing some great hockey. They've definitely been winning against teams they probably shouldn't have won against. But like I said on that last show, I'm probably just going to ride that streak till it dies out.
There you go. Sometimes we talk about here on the early edge because in sports betting, there's this kind of paranoia that if somebody wins 4 times in a row, that they can't win 5 or 6 or 7. And we believe that they can. I'll take 6 wins and 1 loss on any team. Great nuggets from Allie. All right, now it's time to get into our board for the day. We end our week on Monday, so we can't lose our focus just because we've had a great week. No. So I'm going to tell you this. I've got to pay all these faces. So right now, let's hear from one of our incredible partners.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we are back. For those watching on YouTube, on Apple, Spotify, listening, we value all of you. Two big plays for Sportsline today. And if you're not a Sportsline member, what are you doing? Right now, here, today, you heard Buckets talk about it, a full month. So use a promo code EARLY, and I'll give you 30 days for free. Won't cost you a dime. You can come on over, jump in, the water's warm, get all my cappers, all the simulations, all the articles. You give it all. Then after that, how much are we going to charge you? $10. $10. That's it. Come be a part of the community. So our two big plays today, we're going to the NBA for one, the Indiana Pacers. They are a surprise good team this year. They play fast. They score a lot, and the Magic stink. So we're going to go Pacers -7, 7 p.m. Eastern time for that game. Then the other World Cup game, it starts literally in less than an hour. Netherlands -0.5 goal or money line, basically the same thing, around -155. And this is from the Silent Assassin at Sportsline. He has a full article there. If you're a Sportsline member, go read it. Got a full article on this next game, which is the Netherlands. Can't remember who they're playing, but it's the Netherlands. All right. The reason I got a little distracted right there is because I know where we're starting. And I have been very uncomfortable, Buckets, with the amount of venom that the public has been giving you the last few days. Anti-American? You know, when I was in my WWE days, we actually had a group called the Anti-Americans. You would have fit in very nicely. You would have been very nicely. All right, I'm just playing. All right, my man is going to be here almost every single day. We're pumped. I don't want to hear anybody say, why would they have a World Cup in the middle of football season? We're here for both. So, Buckets, if you don't mind, get us started. What do you got?
I know Mama Buckets is watching right now. So if you're watching still, Mama Buckets, I'm not anti-American. Don't listen to what everyone's saying. But with that being said, let's talk about the USA versus Wales game this afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern. It is America's first World Cup game in over 2,000 days. And it is Wales' first World Cup game in 64 years. So this will be an absolute beautiful matchup. And I made a little jingle or a little saying to help remind us how we're going to cash tickets on this game. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. If you want to go to the pay window today, you have to fade the US of A. I'm going to keep against this USA team. I hope they win. I hope they win like England just did. Also, real quick, Iran scored again, coach. So you're under 8 or under 7.5. Would not have cashed at -25,000. Random side note there. But I'm fading the USA here. This is not a team with the experience or drive that I think is able to pull out results yet. I think in the 2026 World Cup, they are going to be incredible and they'll make a very deep run. But right now, you're going against Wales. You could just call this team Bales, because with Gareth Bale, you're going to have a problem scoring and you're going to have a problem taking all 3 points here. This could end in a draw, so I'm giving myself a little bit of a safety net. But Wales, draw no bet at +120. Is too good a value. I cannot ignore that. Go USA with my heart. Go Wales with my wallet. Let's cash some tickets here.
I have never seen someone run backwards as fast as you are running backwards this morning. By the way, who calls a penalty in the 100th minute of the soccer game that's 6-1, by the way?
The 113th minute. There's a penalty.
What are we doing? I'm here for it. Damn it, I'm here for it. All right. Oh. By the way, for those of you who are brand new to soccer betting, the bet the Buckus just gave out is in a different line, but a push or a tie, 1-1, 2-2, 0-0, you get your money back, which is a nice little added bonus, even at plus 120. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot. The draw, no bet line. All right, now, up next. You just heard her talk about it. And if she's playing this particular kind of bet, you know she loves it. Alabama, what do you got?
Yep, so I'm going to go with the Flames at the Flyers, under 6, and that's at even money right now. The Flyers are only scoring an average of 2.56 per game, and like I said, they're just on that 6-game winning or losing streak, so it's not like they've been really putting up much lately. The Flames, they're averaging 3.05, but when you're looking at them on the road, that drops to 2.50. And I'll admit that Jacob Markstrom hasn't really looked that sharp, and same thing with Carter Hart, but Carter Hart, his team is on that losing streak, so I think it's kind of safe to cut him a little slack considering how much better he was doing at the beginning of the season. But either way, I think we have more of a defensive game coming tonight. Both teams have really just had trouble scoring themselves. They've allowed a lot of goals, but they haven't been able to put up the goals. So I think we'll find a low-scoring game tonight.
I like it. Look down at your phone. I don't watch unders. I will play unders because I'm not stupid. But just look at your phone, right, Allie? And you say, oh,
they're too stressful.
That's it. By the way, Paul in the chat says, nothing better than starting your day with the early as best show around in sports betting. We agree, Paul. Thank you very much. Now, you know that the last spot on the show is reserved for somebody who has been laser focused, ready to go, and is on a heater. Zach Attack lives in that place. So, Zach, I know this morning you got your eye on some day college basketball. I'm here for it. Floor is yours.
Yep, and it looked like Big Papa was predicting where I was going by researching the time slot. You are correct, San Francisco Dons, but the spread is not 5.5 anymore. It's shot up to 7.5. I'm going to recommend buying the hook down, so San Francisco -7 against Northern Iowa. This is an early start time, as I mentioned in the preview, 12:30 Eastern time, 9:30 my time. And this is a San Francisco team that has the experience. They're accustomed to winning in non-conference play. 2 years ago, they upset Virginia. Last year, they started off 10-0. This year, they're 4-0. They don't have the interior that they've had last year when they made a run into March Madness, but they still have the strong guards. Julian Richwain is still there. Khalil Shabazz is still there. And they have a transfer from Washington State in Tyrell Roberts, who's averaging 15 points per game. So they have great guard play. They're an excellent defensive team. In Northern Iowa, they only have 2 games this year because their third game was canceled against Virginia. So they've had a long layoff, have not played since November 11th, 10 days off. We've seen this the past 2 years when a team has a layoff, COVID pause, whatever it may be, it usually is a distraction ATS-wise that next game. So I'm going to take San Francisco -7, early start time. Let's cash this ticket.
Yeah, the last couple of years, they've really kind of stepped up their program now that Gonzaga has put this conference on the map. But I think San Francisco, pretty good team. And today, we just need them to be 8 points better, just like England was against Iran, apparently. All right, grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is the recap, courtesy of Jake the Snake on the ones and the twos. And remember, we're just getting started. This is the first of 3 shows today. Zach Attack's on San Francisco -7. Again, afternoon start. Alabama's on Flames, Flyers. Let's go under 6. That's even money, plus 100. Then Buckets. We're going to Wales. Draw, no bet. By the way, Dickie said, we need Mama Buckets in the chat. I agree. I'm calling her today. Then 2 plays from Sportsline itself. Pacers -7 over the Orlando Magic. And the Netherlands, basically money line or you lay the half. It's going to be around the same price, minus 150, but they are all over it. Again, we will have picks on every single World Cup game, either in the morning show or on Early Edge in 5 at 4 p.m. Eastern time. You won't miss even one game. We got you covered. Boy, I'm pumped up today. Man, I feel good today after the weekend we had and what we have in front of us, the holidays, Thanksgiving. Man, this is what we are here for. So, for the first time ever, doing a show with my mama in the house, there's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. My entire crew, love them all. Alabama, Buckets, Zach Attack, oh, a savage afternoon better today. And, of course, the man who always runs it on the ones and the twos can't do it without Jake the Snake. I am the coach. Tell all your friends. It doesn't matter the day, the time, the sport, the event. You ask for it, we'll give it to you right here at the Early Edge. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.